give you the praise. Scripture lesson this morning is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 5 as well as Mark chapter 2. Deuteronomy chapter 5, beginning at verse number 12, if you have your Bibles. Otherwise, if you would just listen, please. Deuteronomy chapter 5, beginning at verse number 12. Then Mark chapter 2, beginning at verse 23. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male or your female slave, your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the resident alien in your town, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath. And then Mark chapter 2, beginning at verse 23. Mark chapter 2, beginning at verse 23. One Sabbath he was going through the grain field, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Again he entered into the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man who had a withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart, and said unto them, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Amen. Sunday is more than a day off. Sunday is more than a day off. We are commanded to observe the Sabbath and to keep it holy. Many of us who live in Bergen County, we have a blue law. At least we have it for now, unless this governor we have change it. Blue laws, a day when you can't go to the mall. Look at somebody and say, on Sunday I can save some money. Unless I decide to go to another county. The Sabbath day is the day see if I can do this right. I was reading a story about these missionaries who were in Africa somewhere, and every day they were busy. They were rushing and rushing and rushing and rushing for day after day after day. For 6 days they were rushing. They got up early in the morning, and they would be trying to make as much time and cover much ground as they could. And one day they got up, and the African guides were sitting down. They were not moving. The African guides just decided they were not going to do anything that day. And so the white missionaries went over and said, "Well, what's going on? You know, we got to go." And the Africans said, "We've been moving so fast. We need time for our souls to catch up with our bodies." I thought that was wonderful, because that's the kind of world that we live in. When we move so fast, when we get up and we do this, and we get up early in the morning and we get dressed and we go out to New York or wherever it is that we're going, and go to the office and we're busy. We come home at 5 o'clock and then we get busy doing something else. And we need time for our souls to catch up with our bodies. Sunday is that time when we can be still. Sunday is that time when we can bring our withered spirits into the presence of God and be restored. Remember in that text in Mark, the man had a withered hand, and Jesus told him to come forward, and he said, "Stretch out your hand," and his hand was restored. Many of us come in here with withered spirits. Many of us come in here, we've heard of people who lost loved ones and lost mothers, and those who are in the hospital, and we just mentioned a few, but there are others who've lost loved ones I know within this congregation, and they come in, and when the Spirit is right, it has a way of restoring us. Do I have a witness? It has a way of lifting up our heads. It has a way of reminding us that we can make it, because God is able to bring us through. The writer says that keep the Sabbath and keep it holy. But if truth be told, it's not so much that we keep the Sabbath, it's the Sabbath that's keeping us. We need a little time to get close to God. The Sabbath is the day of remembering. We need to remember. In Deuteronomy it says, "Remember that you were slaves in Egypt land. Remember that the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm." Remember, and when we come to church on Sunday morning, for God's sake, don't leave your mind at home. Remember that you have been out. Remember that you were unemployed. Remember that you were sick. Remember that God picked you up. Remember that somebody prayed for you. Remember that there was a time when you were not doing as well as you're doing right now. Sabbath is the time. We are so busy. We are so busy every day. We are so busy on Monday through Saturday, doing this and doing that, and doing for the kids and doing for our spouses and doing for ourselves and working or trying to find a job. We need a space just to be still. We need a space just to be quiet. And that's why every now and then in worship, you know, when we have all the busyness and the busy music, every now and then I just want to have a little quiet song to be still. And know that the Lord is still God. We need a time to remember. Even if you listen to the news all the time of how bad things are, God help you if you only listen to Fox News. If you just listen to how bad things are in Washington, and how bad things are in California, and how bad the unemployment rate is, you will blow your brains out. Every now and then you need to know God is still in control. This is God's world. That there is no shortage with God. Even though the Dow Jones might not be what it ought to be, God still has gold and silver, and God is still able to make a way. You need a time to hear the good news of the gospel, that God is able to make everything new again. Fact of the matter is, your Sabbath ought to have an impact. Your Sunday ought to make Monday better.
Your Sunday ought to remind you that it's not about Christy, it's about Jesus Christ. Your Sunday ought to remind you that God can take His Son, Jesus Christ, when it looked like He was dead, that God is in the resurrection business. Do I have a witness in the house? Now, no matter how bad things look, God is able to work it out. Do I have a witness, Joanne? I know He can work it out. So Sabbath is a time to remember the God of your salvation. God help us, you know, if we're a church, now that we got a little older, many of us, we come to church acting like we're so saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Acting like we've never sinned in this world, never told one little lie, never lusted in our hearts, never lusted in our minds. Never committed any sin. But the fact of the matter is, when you come to church, every now and then you ought to remember that you ain't all that in a bag of chips. And if it had not been for the Lord on your side, who looks beyond your faults and gave you a second chance, you ought to remember that God is a good God. While I was guilty, He spared me and He allowed my golden moments to run on just a little while. And every now and then I gotta break out into a praise. And every now and then I gotta dance. Every now and then I gotta give Him some glory. I don't always do it, but when I think about what could have been, my very soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving a wretch like me. I'm so glad that every day, you know, they got that sign, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. But for Christians, Friday was a bad day. That's Jesus. Friday wasn't a good day for Jesus. He got crucified on Jesus on Friday. But for Christians, we celebrate Sunday. And for somebody, it's Friday in your life. But look at somebody and say, Sunday's coming. Resurrection morning is just around the corner. If you but trust in Jesus, He will make a way out of it. I believe that Sunday morning is coming. The Sabbath. Time to remember. A time to reflect. The Sabbath is a time of celebration. It's nice. You know, when we come in and we're celebrating and we're shouting and we're dancing and we're singing. But celebrating without remembering is just noise. But when you remember, that's why sometimes when somebody, you know, you ever seen somebody in Mount Olive when they break out into a dance and it doesn't look like them? It's like they are out of character. I mean, somebody, you know, with a briefcase, PhD, you know, they got all the money in the world, and then they come in and start shouting and running, and you say, what's wrong with Sam? He remembered what could have been. And when you remember that you should have been in jail, when you remember how you used to live, that you and I were a lowlife, and He looked beyond our faults, and when you think about it, now some of you say, well, Rev, don't take all of that. And maybe for you, that's all right. You might not jump and you might not shout. You might just be sitting there with a tear running down your face because you are remembering where the Lord brought you from and where the Lord found you, and you're not running, but you are thinking about it. That
tear speaks volumes, because you know that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you never would have made it.
And some of us are so busy on Monday through Saturday till we get spiritual amnesia. And the church calls you and I to remember. The church calls us to remember that we are sinners. The church calls us to remember that we need a Savior. The church calls us to remember that if it had not been for Christ who died for our sins, we would still be lost. The church calls us to remember, and we remember we ought to break out into the praise every now and then and say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, and thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord.
Remember the Sabbath.
How do you keep the Sabbath holy? And then, you know, the Bible says keep the Sabbath holy. And my question is, what about the other 6 days? Shouldn't I keep them holy too? Or can I just be a lowlife Monday through Saturday? And then run in here on Sunday and say, for 2 hours, you know, God, I already told you I won't get you out here by 11:30. God help us. Don't go into that unholy ground that you're here 5 minutes late. God, I'll come out of another bag. And somebody's looking at their watch right now. You got 10 minutes. Don't you worry. I'm looking at it too. How do you keep the Sabbath holy? Well, if you're going to keep the Sabbath holy, you've got to remember, you've got to think, and then you ought to worship a little bit. When you think, you got to find a way to worship Him.
Worship gets our minds back on God. Sabbath day, we ought to think about God somewhere. And how many of you know that your body follows your mind? How many of you know if you got a mind out of control, you got a body out of control? How many of you every now and then pray the prayer, Lord, help my mind. Lord, help my lust and help where my eyes want. How many of you know your mind very often follows your eyes too? Come on in here, somebody. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. And worship helps us to baptize our mind and to sanctify our minds and bring our minds back into control, so that when we go out there into that work world on Monday, we had a little dose of the Spirit of God. And while our flesh will say one thing, the Holy Spirit will say, come back here now. We need the presence and the power. We need a Sunday. We need a time to remember. We need a time to think. We need a time to recognize that this is God's world. We need a time to recognize who's in control of God's world. And for Christians, we know that God is in control of our lives.
Worship. Sabbath day. Those of us who come to church, when worship is really good, it's not about hooping and hollering and running and snorting. When worship is really good, foaming at the mouth, rolling on the floor. When worship is really good, it's about changing our minds. If you like me, I need worship at least once a week. Otherwise, my mind might take me anywhere. And if I can get away with it, I might do anything. Don't raise your hand, because I know you're one of me.
But I need to be brought back in line. I need a word to help me to walk right. I need a word to help me to, when I would do evil, God steps into my life and say, come on back to the straight and narrow, Jackson. I need worship. I need a little time with God. I need to go into his presence. I need to get close to him.
That's why it's important, young people, to be careful who you hang around with. How many of you act better when you're around somebody positive? How many of you need to hang around Jesus a little while longer?
When I'm close to him.
Now, some of these modern day, I don't mean no harm, those of you who writing these music. But some of these modern day songs, I just want to get close to you. Oh. Closer I get to you.
I don't know whether they're talking about their lover or Jesus. I need to be close to him because it helps me to act right. It helps me to talk right. It helps me to walk right. I need to be close to my Lord and my Savior, not necessarily a man or a woman unless they are following Christ.
And when you and I miss too many Sundays, we act a fool Monday through Friday. And it gets comfortable. It gets comfortable to miss a few Sundays because then our raw nature takes over. And then 6 months later, we come, oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry.
We have been through hell and back again. But thanks be to God, Jesus stands there and says, whosoever will, let him come. Even if we messed up big time, he still welcomes us back into the Father's house. And when we come back in here, we ought to just give him some praise and say, Lord, I thank you for not killing me out there in the world, but I'm here once again. I'm sorry.
Sunday. It's good to have a Sunday in a Friday world. Friday's the day when we catch hell. It's extra hell if you're Friday and you don't have no paycheck. That's double hell. Sometimes even though we got a paycheck, it's still Friday, but not enough. Sunday morning
says, I can make it. Sunday morning says, it's God's world.
Sunday morning is where we bring our withered selves and say to God, here I am, breathe on me. Restore me, resurrect me, change me, cleanse me, make me, mold me. I'm broken, Lord. Mend me that I can give a testimony. Amen. What about Elder?